7:40 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. It's time, as we do on the third Thursday of every month, to talk with Chris Green from Native American Fellowship, Inc. How are you doing, Chris? Good to have you on here on the program.
Thank you.
And we have a little bit of a sad note to get us started.
Yeah. First of all, I just want many of you guys to know that one of our board members, Carolyn Howard, was killed in a car accident. It was a couple of weeks ago. And we just want to acknowledge this. She is terribly missed by all of us at NAFI and her friends and her family, but we ask that you all just continue to keep her family in your prayers. So just kind of wanted to get that out there. It's not hard. Not easy to do this. So,
well, I mean, that's a real local tragedy. Yes. What, she was just a few minutes from home, I think.
Yes, exactly.
It's just, it is really, really sad. So I know lots of people there in South Cockville and that whole area knew her. So that's a real loss.
It is. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started, and we want to thank everyone who volunteered and attended our fourth annual Native Unity Gathering, and it was a success again, and you were there with your parents. We estimate close to 1,000 visitors this year. Every year it gets bigger. And I don't know, we may run out of room. We may have to find it, I know. But we appreciate the tribal counselors, Victoria Vasquez and Doris Smith-Petskowski attended. Also, Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. was on hand and gave a little speech. And we just appreciate everything Cherokee Nation did. We couldn't have done this without them. But also, it was done with the partnership with NAFI and USD 445 Coffeyville Indian Education. Aaron Lee is the director. And Oklahoma Union Indian Education, Tara Rexwinkle's the director. So it was very nice that we all worked together. We call that gadoogie. It's the Cherokee word for working together. And it went super well. We're already making plans for next year. And then, we talked about the day after. We had the second annual, you're laughing, Kuiskui Tomahawk Challenge. The first year we did it, last year it was us and Dewey. And they beat us after we taught them how to throw tomahawks.
Yeah,
it was horrible. Lots of, there need to be some redemption, I can tell you that. And this year, Dewey competed, but then Washington County competed, the Pocahontas Indian Women's Club competed, and Kansas City Cherokee community, plus us. And it said lots of trash talking, but we prevailed. We should have had the news out there and had a remote because there was a lot of stuff.
That's good.
But it was super close. You played 6 points, and we were coming down to the wire here, and it was. I thought Washington County was going to win. I'll be honest. John Weston, he was there. He could taste it. They had 5 points. They only needed one more point. We scored a fifth point, and then Dewey scored a fifth point. So now we're in a three-way, and it's the first team. And I didn't have to go up again, thank God. My husband, Smiling Charlie Crane, got our 6 point. And, yes, I was proud to say I'm married to him. And we were loving it. And so now we have the victory. We have the traveling trophy. And it looks really good, guys. Just telling the Kansas City Pocahontas women, shout out to all of you guys. It looks really good in our office. We're going to get bragging rights, but
I think you deserve it.
But second place was Washington County Cherokee Association, and third was Dewey. We had probably about, there was like 35 people there. There's like 6 people and an alternate on a team, so that's 35. And then, I don't know, maybe 20 more hanging out just to watch and yell us and scream and everything. And then we had food afterwards, so that's always good too. But tonight, the Dewey Cultural Community is going to host their monthly potluck at 6 p.m. at 700 Durham Road in Dewey. Good Lord. And in September, we talked about it. NAFI partnered with Midland Theater, and Bill Davis took his granddaughters down, and they did snow cones. They did like 65, 75 snow cones for everybody doing one of the outdoor movie nights. And I know that Saturday night, they're doing Harry Potter.
Yep.
And he is going to head down there and grill some hot dogs. So just while they last, there'll be some free hot dogs.
Oh, good.
And then also on this Saturday, October 21st, the Washington County Cherokee Association is going to host their own first cultural day. And it's going to be from 10 to 3 at their grounds. And they're located, the best thing to do really honestly is probably Google Washington County Cherokee Association or the Kuiskui Health Clinic, which is just right next to it. But they're outside of Bartlesville, just on the outskirts of Oshelada. And we're going to go down there and help them put tents up this morning. So it's like heading south on 75 outside of Bartlesville, and you hit Road 2900 and take a right, and you can't miss it. But they're going to have a lot of people there, National Treasures, doing stuff. And there'll be blow dart making and demonstrations and flint napping. I mean, I don't even know what else. It's so if your parents were down this weekend, you could have taken that, because it's
going to
be.
Right.
I'm excited.
That's great.
My birthday is Saturday, so that's what I'm doing for my birthday. I want to go to this and support them, because we all do work together and support each other. So excited about their event. And then Monday, we are starting our youth culture classes, and it will be Wendy Lansdowne and Tiffany Smith will be kind of the co-sponsors for it. It'll start at 5:30 at the NAFI building. I think it'll go until 6:30 or 7 o'clock. They may decide, I think they'll let the kids know what the dates are going to be, because I think they're looking at maybe possibly doing a Saturday event of some kind during the day so they can spend more time. We're very excited about that. We're starting a little late, but we'd like to have those kids in there and learn some stuff. And they'll focus on some language this year. And then Thursday, October 25th, it's 25th, but it's actually the 26th. Golly, I can't type either. So District 11 Tribal Counselor Victoria Vasquez will be hosting a community dinner at the NAFI building. And the entree, pulled pork, is going to be provided. We ask that anyone attending please bring a side dish to share. It's a potluck. Several Cherokee Nation departments, such as like housing, wildlife, education, they're going to have little tables set up around the perimeter of the building, and you can walk around and get information from them. But we're planning on, at this time, Chief Hoskin and Deputy Chief Brian Warner will attend as well, we hope. And this is going to begin at 6, and we're located at 215 Oklahoma Street in South Coffeyville. But before that, from 4 to 6, you can enter the building. Cherokee Nation Will Rogers Health Clinic will be there to host and have some, they're going to do flu shots. That's it, flu shots. So those are going to be on hand, they're free.
Great.
And finally, the last thing I've got on here is we want you to tune in Monday. We have another episode of Fry Bread Journeys, and Amy and I are going to talk about the Unity Gathering, some of the stuff that went on. But she and I have been doing haunted history.
Yeah, we'll be interested to hear how those have been going.
We sold out last Friday, and that was the first one.
Yeah, everything's sold out, I think.
Oh, yes. No. And then, tonight's sold out.
It's sold out, yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Friday.
It sold out.
It did sell out. Yep. Did a candy say? Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so happy to hear that, because we didn't sell out every night last year.
Yeah.
But that first night, it took us, it's about an hour and a half. It was a lot of fun. Amy and I are dressed in period clothing to kind of make it a little more authentic. And we, you know, just kind of tell, everything we tell are really, they're true stories. We talk about legends, of course. I don't know. You know, and we kind of make little assumptions about certain things, but we just like to, it's a lot, there is a lot of cool history in Coffeyville, I'm sure in every town, but we've done a lot of research and talked about it beforehand, what we were going to discuss, and we're both so, she and I are pretty much in tune with each other, you know that from Fry Bread Journeys, but it's really worked out well, and I'm glad she asked me to help her with it again this year, because it's been great.
No, that's so awesome, I'm really glad, and yeah, Candy is saying, yeah, you're going to have to add more tours or more tour guides or something. It's just like,
well,
there's so much
demand. Well, the two of us just do it together, yeah. And I think that's good. And we were only going to do 20 people, so that way everybody could hear it.
Sure.
I'm kind of thinking we may have to go with at least one more night next year. So, and I think we're going to make sure that I think we may do three of the nights of 21 and older.
Okay.
We had a couple of 12-year-olds at the one, and so you're kind of limited on what you can say, because you don't want to freak them out totally or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, with today's kids, but anyway, I'm looking forward to it. We're doing it tonight. So
that's
it'll
very
be
exciting.
Fun.
There's a ton of stuff tonight, you know, with the Spooktacular that leads right into
that.
The 7th CZC that leads into the Jamboree and then into the Haunted History Tours. So.
I mean, you know, it just seems like October, there's so much stuff going on because fall is finally hitting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's my favorite time of the year.
Yep. There's a lot to do.
We look forward to the cooler weather too.
Yes. So. And then speaking of cooler weather, you're doing some work over at the NAFI grounds and
Oh my gosh. We're doing some cleanup and stuff, but not only that, we have a building being put up.
Oh, okay.
We have
is that where the slab is?
That's that big slab on the south side. That is a 40 by 50 storage building, and it's going to be a garage, too. We have our present garage is going to be turned into another meeting room, is the idea. And we're looking at Cherokee Nation is talking about putting an outdoor bathroom out there, like they have outside, like outside South Coffeyville schools, you know, just kind of outdoor. We can lock it up, but it could be used for
events.
Well, just like this Unity Gathering. Yeah. We wouldn't have to bring the porta potties in and stuff.
That'd be nice.
So it would be really nice, and we're looking forward to doing that. But they're working really hard. And then we have a frame for a really small little building that we have concrete poured right behind that. And that will be, we kind of laugh, but Harry Howard, he is the district commissioner for the Cooey Scooey Tomahawk Commission. That's what we're telling him. And I want to put a sign up there because we're going to store our tomahawk
that,
and cultural
stuff. You could say that would be like the headquarters.
That is going to be the headquarters. Yeah. I want a sign up on the building. So other than that, it's lots of stuff going on. We're just, I don't know. It's just been kind of busy with a lot of things. So we appreciate you letting us come on and talk.
Of course. And, you know, if people want to get involved over there at NAFI, you're always looking for help. And you guys, you have a lot of fun over there.
We do have a lot of fun. And we post, if you don't already, you might want to follow our page. It's Native American Fellowship Incorporated on Facebook. And Bill posts when he wants to have tomahawk practice. And this may be your chance now because his knee's kind of been messing with him. And if he, this might be the time you can beat him is the way I look.
Okay.
I think John Weston came over and did beat him because I say it's because Bill's knee was bad.
That's so funny. That's funny. Well, Chris, lots of stuff coming up. If people do want to get a hold of you over at NAFI, what's the best way to do that?
Our phone number there is 918-255-4035. We're in the office. I want to say there's somebody always in the office between 8 and noon. And then sometimes we're there, but we may be out somewhere else helping out with elders or doing some other things. So I don't want to tell you they're going to be there in the afternoon. But you can always call and leave a message. And our address is 215 Oklahoma there in South Coffeyville, just off State Line Road. And we're happy to see you.
Excellent. Well, Chris, appreciate you coming by. Look forward to having you and Amy on here next week.
Next week. 910-690.
Okay, all righty. Well, you have a great day, Chris, and it's going to be a good day for some work in here. We got a cool morning.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All righty. That is Chris Green from Native American Fellowship, Inc., and we enjoy, of course, having her on. Again, you can tune in this third Thursday of the month here on the Mighty 690. 43 degrees right now in Coffeyville as we head towards 8 o'clock. We'll have a check of the news coming up. Some programming from K-State Research and Extension. And then we'll be getting into our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That's on the way on KGGF.